again, West Virginia is in the news again, and it's finally not mine related, thank God. Today's Democratic primary already looks like a very big win for Clinton. But new reports show her popularity might have less to do with economic policy and more to do with voter prejudice. Keith Olbermann and Dana Milbank on MSNBC.
Should Senator Clinton have been more careful in not leaving the impression that her electability argument boils down, in effect, to working class white Americans are not ready to vote for a black American president?
Yeah, it was fairly shocking. I suppose at this rate, by the time we get to Kentucky, it'll be segregation now, segregation forever.
I would just like to note that's 2 days in a row that we've had Dana Milbank on Fair Game. So recent stories reveal that some voters won't vote for Obama simply because he's black. That surprises me. But here's what's more surprising is that people are willing to tell reporters they're racist. One man was quoted in the Washington Post saying, quote, "White people look out for white people and black people look out for black people." Yikes. So much for closeted racism, I guess, you know, the kind that's not enough to burn a cross, but just enough to make sure Lamar's resume goes right into the trash. But now that's all clear. Race still plays a role in our democracy. Who knew? Except racists, of course. They're always on top of this stuff.